Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, September 7. Coming up, Education Ministry monitoring schools in West Kingston. 1,400 persons trained in school safety techniques and a tropical wave moving across Jamaica expected to bring increased rainfall. The news in detail after this message.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
Now the news. Minister of Education, Senator Ruel Reid, says the ministry is keeping a close watch on school activities in West Kingston amidst the recent flare-up of gang-related violence in the area. Mr. Reid says following discussions with the Member of Parliament and the Police High Command, resources are being put in place on the ground to ensure that the children remain safe.
The police have said that students are to attend school. They're going to have additional patrols in the area. The police also is going to move also to encourage that students should be off the street by 9 p.m. in the night. So we are monitoring the situation and we're working with the security forces, and the entire government is going to be mobilizing resources to ensure we bring the whole situation under control in the shortest possible time.
The education minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has trained a total of 1,400 persons in school safety and security techniques through its school-wide positive behavior intervention support program. Of this number, 1,000 are representatives of schools who received training in administration as well as security techniques. The remaining 400 are young persons who were trained as security operation apprentices and will be placed in large primary schools and select high schools.
For our country to attain the levels of prosperity which we know it can achieve, we have to become a more disciplined society, and education has to be that driving force.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid. The program, organized by the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, focused on promoting school safety. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica says a strong tropical wave is moving across the Central Caribbean and is expected to affect the country for the rest of the week, starting later today. The forecast is for heavy showers and thunderstorms beginning in eastern parishes and gradually moving across the island, covering all parishes throughout Thursday. In light of this, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is advising persons to take the necessary precautions this week.
We're reminding persons living in low-lying and flood-prone areas to be ready to evacuate. We want for them to decide on a likely evacuation route and to avoid flooded waterways, the fords, the gullies, the streams and rivers. Do not approach them on foot, especially if they're in state. And also just to exercise caution when using some of the bridges.
Director of Information and Training at ODPEM, Delmaris White. Ms. White says all the relevant agencies, parish disaster committees and emergency responders have been put on alert in the event of extreme weather conditions. The Met Office and ODPEM will continue to monitor the situation. And applications for the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center, CCIC's accelerator program, will close on September 9. The six-month program offers mentorship, guidance, as well as resources to entrepreneurs in the field of clean energy and seeks to promote climate change mitigation. Executive Director of the Scientific Research Council, the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says the objectives of the program are to enable the building of an ecosystem of clean energy in the Caribbean, to promote mentorship, and help foster economic development and job creation through clean energy. Dr. Riley is encouraging entrepreneurs to apply for the program.
There are many opportunities here in Jamaica and the region to support entrepreneurship, to support innovation, and we want our people to fully capitalize on these opportunities.
Dr. Riley was speaking at a JIS Think Tank session Tuesday. To register for the accelerator program, go to caribbeanccic.org/launchit. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.